better.
Live toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That number allows you to take control of the airwaves here, and we're going to go straight into your phone calls here as we launch into the third hour of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to go right back into the phone calls. Still to come, we've got to continue the Robin Hood story. Robin Hood has hit the media. There's a local television station. I guess not local. It's a statewide station. WBIN-TV did a report. That's up right now at freekeen.com. You cannot see it on WBIN's website. You can only see it at freekeen.com. We got the connection from the reporter because WBIN is an independent channel, and they're kind of new to the scene, so they haven't really gotten their site up to snuff yet as far as like posting all of their news packages. But the reporter posted this to his personal Facebook page, shared the link with me, so I have permission to share it out there. So the Robin Hooding video news package is up at freekeen.com. And also at freekeen.com, the Robin Hooding feature story that was published today in the Keene Sentinel, which we shared about half of it with you. The half we shared with you is the one where the half where the city officials are commenting. The head of the city, the boss man, is saying all kinds of ridiculous, outrageous things about our friends, the Robin Hooders, who are the heroes, who are on the streets in Keene every day, saving people from parking tickets. We'll continue that story in moments. But first, Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
I love Robin Hooders.
Excellent. Go ahead.
I think that's a fantastic idea. In fact, if I go someplace like New York and I'm sitting around not doing anything, I'm going to go do the same darn thing.
Just be careful in a place like New York because it may be illegal there.
Well, they won't know if I own the cars or not, I don't think. I'll just walk around. If I see a meter expired, pop a quarter in there. What are they going to do?
Odds are good you'll be all right, but
I don't know if... When I've been in New York City, I don't remember any meters, but...
Yeah, I'm just giving you fair warning. In a lot of bigger cities, that sort of behavior is outlawed.
Oh,
anyway.
Well, I've been an outlaw before.
That's okay, yeah.
Tomorrow, I am on my way to the Knoxville GOP to see Ron Paul speak, and I'm right now polishing and waxing the Ron Paul Corvette, so it'll be there.
So, and, wait, I thought you were trying to sell the Ron Paul Corvette.
I tried to sell it and didn't sell, so I'm just keeping it.
Huh. Wow, didn't you have it on eBay or something? Did it not meet your reserve price?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I don't mind keeping it. I love the car.
It's a great-looking car. Just search Google Ron Paul Corvette, and you can see Gene's car. It's pretty awesome.
A lot of fun to drive. And anyway, an unusual person will be there. My wife, the famous doctor, will be there. She normally doesn't go to these things because she's pretty much apolitical, even though she is a big Ron Paul fan. She does not like to get involved in any of those things, but she'll be there with me.
Okay.
We'll both be attending the dinner.
So why would our listeners be interested in knowing what your plans are?
Well, I'm hoping that they'll come and listen to Ron Paul if they're nearby Knoxville. I think there are still a couple tickets available. There's only 300 seats. It's one of
those. And he's touring the country.
Is this the college tour thing or what?
He's touring the country, just trying to do as much speaking as possible. I think he figured out that he's more powerful to the liberty movement now by doing speeches than he is by being a Congress critter.
I just think it was funny that he said, instead of saying it would be unusual for his wife to be there, he said an unusual person would be there.
Yeah. It's at the Knoxville GOP. This one is not a college event. It's a GOP.
Oh, okay.
So it is a dinner, and it's a $35 ticket, but it's well worth it, in my opinion.
Where does one go to learn more about this Ron Paul speaking tour?
Oh, my gosh. If you go to Ron Paul Forums, Ron Paul Upcoming Events has a link to it. That would be the best way to find it.
Perfect.
I'm sure it's also at the Knoxville GOP website, but I don't know their website address.
Gene, thanks for the call and the heads up on that. Appreciate it. And I think you're right. I mean, Ron Paul is using the capital that he built up during during his two political campaigns.
Right. I don't want to make it seem like you can do more for liberty by going on a speaking tour than you can by being
if I go on a speaking tour, no one cares.
12-term, very principled U.S. congressman.
Right, you have to make yourself worth seeing speak before a speaking tour makes any sense.
Yeah,
and Ron Paul earned his credit.
Ron Paul's the greatest thing that happened to the liberty movement. The sad part is he's not particularly replicable. He's just...
Not even his own son.
Nobody is as principled as he is up to this point. I have some hope for a couple, Amash and Senator Paul, but they just don't seem as principled as Ron Paul.
Not even close. Josh is on the line listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I was calling tonight to ask about, have you heard about Mt. Gox crashing?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
I thought they suspended trade.
Yeah, they suspended trade. I didn't hear anything about them crashing.
Well, they had apparently the server that they have for the exchange server, it had so many loads on it yesterday that I was reading online that it said that they had, because of the $100 difference that it dropped yesterday, they said that it actually crashed their server, so that's why they suspended trades until then.
Hmm.
And also I wanted to...
Yeah, they've been having a lot of trouble recently. They've been hit with denial of service attacks and now what you're talking about. So it's tough to be the king of the hill.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I wanted to find out if you guys had any luck with that Bitcoin store you were talking about.
Yes, absolutely. I ordered a tripod bag from there very successfully. It's a nice bag, and I'm very happy with my purchase.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the podcast. I'm sorry. Yeah, I ordered a monitor from there a couple weeks ago when it was at the Bitcoins were like $100 a piece before they shot up again. And then that came in the mail. Everything was fine. I noticed on my order number, it was like around 600. And then I made another order a few days ago when the Bitcoins jumped up again. And I noticed my number was only like 900. And that just doesn't seem like they're getting enough traffic if we're going to be able to keep it. A 0% markup for Bitcoins versus, you know, these electronics.
I think it's going to take a little while for them to build the, build up the clientele, build up the business. But they made their goal for the first quarter. They're well on their way to making their goal for the second quarter. They've got their goal right there at BitcoinStore.com. If you go take a look at what they're hoping to sell, they're making it very clear. It's as transparent as they could possibly be.
Well, who knows? I mean, a 0% markup. Who knows what size orders we're talking about here? I mean, I get your point. Like, what was the amount of time between your first and second order?
The first order was like the 31st of March, and then the second order was like 2 days ago, and there was only like 300 numbers between there. So, I mean,
so you're saying just over a week? So you're saying they had about 300 orders in a week's time?
It ain't Amazon, man.
Right. But remember, I mean, it's 0% markup. If you're buying computer parts... If you're buying electronics and you can get them at a 0% markup and then, you know, resell them if you want, that may be worth ordering a whole bunch of things. So just because it's one order doesn't mean there's not 100 items on that order. So you don't know what the average order amount is.
Plus, they're only doing business with people who have Bitcoins. So
yeah.
You know, it's a smaller group. They know their niche at this point. But
how long have they been around now? What? Several weeks?
Yeah, not a month.
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind having 300 orders in a week if I just opened up a business. That sounds pretty good to me.
I wanted to thank you guys for talking about Bitcoins on the show because I got into them about like October last year and the price was, you know, roughly $10 a coin. So I threw like $50 up thinking, you know, whatever. And now my money is just super inflating.
No doubt. You're very welcome. Yep. And thank you for the call tonight, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Benjamin is on the line on Skype all the way from California. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, I called in a couple days ago and talked about Bitcoin and how they represent or will likely represent the value of something like a bar of gold. But I think it's important to point out especially over the last couple of days when the price has fluctuated so violently, that I think there is a big problem with Bitcoin, and that is it's hard to do long-term business in them. So it would be hard to employ someone for Bitcoin or to buy something over time in Bitcoin because it'd have to be pegged to something else. Because
pegged isn't apparently the right word. You have to, you know, compare it to something else.
Well, sure, sure. It's just I know I wouldn't, you know, take a job with someone if they said, okay, I'm going to pay you 10 bitcoins a day or whatever
it is. What if they were to pay you in gold?
That's a little bit more stable, and I might do that.
Well, what if Bitcoin becomes stable?
then if it'll Bitcoin, change. Stand by, Ben. Good. We'll bring it back here in a moment. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, more on the Robinhooding story. It's hitting the news big time. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. Skype us. Username there is lrn.fm. Now, just because we have one person on Skype doesn't mean you can't call in as well. So you can always call in on Skype. I don't know what the max is. Maybe someday we'll find out. We'll find out how many calls we can put on hold with Skype. But you can Skype us at LRN.FM and call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone who would like to tune in to our live streams, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at getting a mortgage or refiing your house for whatever reason, I mean, these are historically low rates, you need to call the experts at MortgageMinuteGuide.com. They're going to be able to tell you about all the different types of loans that are available to you. But one thing that the Mortgage Minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has stressed to me is that there's a difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year loan is cheap, but it isn't inexpensive. It's going to be 10 and a half years before you're making actually 50% of your payment is actually principal. And that's a long time to go paying back a loan. If you get a 20-year fixed, it's basically 50-50 right out of the gate. And a 15-year fixed is 59% right in the first payment. It only gets better from there. MortgageMinuteGuide.com. If you're going to get a loan, you need to talk to these guys. Their telephone number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. Roger Schlesinger has been a name in the national mortgage industry for decades. MortgageMinuteGuide.com.
We go back to your calls. Benjamin is on the line in California on Skype. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. You were saying that you think that Bitcoins, you can't be paid in them right now in any meaningful way because they're just too volatile.
I foresee a future where Bitcoin is more stable and more usable. But I think currently it's hard to do, not all business, but a lot of business in Bitcoin because of how volatile it is.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I just, like for me, I would have a hard time buying things in Bitcoin right now. Because I don't want to give them up. Why would I want to give them up? If you'll take cash instead, I'll give you that. Because I think that's, you know, losing its value. Why would I give you something?
Gresham's Law, right? You know. So you get Gresham's Law is that bad money chases out good.
Exactly,
right?
Gresham's
no?
Law. No? It doesn't work the same way. But it is sort of this this concept.
What do you call it when you want to spend the bad money first?
I'm sorry that there's not a law for you to quote on this, but that's not exactly Gresham's Law. Gresham's Law has to do with state-recognized currencies, and that isn't the case.
Okay.
So, but, you know, essentially, when you're choosing to spend Bitcoins or U.S. dollars, you're making a decision in your mind. I mean, it costs money to move from one currency to another, always, every currency. So do you want to spend U.S. dollars and essentially, whatever you're buying, you're converting your U.S. dollars into Bitcoins by not spending Bitcoins. Does that make sense, Ian?
I wasn't paying any attention.
I know you're not. So like, try to stick with me here. So
you've got another co-host here you can talk to. I'm busy researching something.
Oh, God. All right. So when you make a purchase, you're making a decision. Every time you hold a dollar, you spend a dollar, or whatever unit of currency, you're making a decision. So when you when you spend the U.S. dollars rather than spending the Bitcoins, you're essentially converting your U.S. dollars into Bitcoins with no fees. Do you understand why I'm saying that, Ian?
No.
Okay. So because if you were to spend your Bitcoins, you'd have to pay a fee to convert the dollars that you have into new Bitcoins in order to replace them, right?
Yes.
So by spending the dollars and not spending the Bitcoins, you're basically spending those Bitcoins that you would have otherwise converted without the fee.
Okay.
So that's the concept.
Well, and I will admit, I recently bought my tickets to the Bitcoin conference coming up in Bitcoin.
I think that's the only way to buy them, isn't it?
Well, no, you can spend $300 in cash.
Okay.
But we were able to buy our tickets or our registration or whatever it is in Bitcoin because it's much cheaper to buy Bitcoin and then purchase those tickets than to spend the cash because of the way Bitcoin had gone up and they still haven't adjusted their price. So, I mean, there's still ways to do, like I said, some business, you know, if you want to buy certain things. But for just, I don't know, if I were going to get hired from someone, I would be fine with getting paid in Bitcoin, but if I were an employer, I wouldn't want to hire people in Bitcoin. You know, I wouldn't want to hire someone for X amount of Bitcoin,
right?
Unless it was, you know, I know you said paired's the wrong word, but, you know.
Paired might be the right word. Pegged is not the right word.
Okay.
Pegged means it's essentially what, like, the Belize dollar or whatever it is. There's several South American currencies that are pegged to the U.S. dollar in the sense that they attempt to replicate one U.S. dollar. But Bitcoin does not attempt to replicate one U.S. dollar in value, mm-hmm. as we can see by the volatility of it. Whereas if it was paired and you'd said, for instance, I'm going to pay you $1,000 worth of bitcoins per week, whatever those might be, then right. you've made a deal that people can sort of understand. And I think that that's where we're at, and it's going to be where we're at for some time.
So I've got go ahead. Actually, you can go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I don't think this will be the way it is forever. But I think for now, because Bitcoin is so new.
Sure.
It will be volatile, and so it's one kind of weak point right now. It's just that it's new,
yep.
and it's hard to do certain types of business.
The market will adjust. Don't worry
about
it.
Well, yeah, certainly.
No doubt about it. I'm with you, and I think that that's why a lot of places are denominating their prices in different, they've got U.S. dollars and they've got Bitcoin right next to one another, and they're constantly adjusting. And of course, vendors. So, like you're talking about, we were talking about a Bitcoin store earlier, which BitcoinStore.com gets their products from Ingram Micro. I don't know if they're paying Ingram Micro in Bitcoin. Have you heard about that, Mark? Do you know anything from the proprietor?
Insider information. No, that's not the kind of information I have.
It would seem unlikely. You know, like if a local business, for instance, is accepting Bitcoin, like, for instance, there's a guy downtown.
Completely speculating. I can tell you that the person who's made that deal is a person who's a big advocate of Bitcoin.
He is.
So I would not speculate if I were you.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this. I can speculate about what other people will do. So if you're downtown in Keene and you want to go get a haircut at Motosuo, which is a hair salon there, the proprietor will accept Bitcoin for your haircut. But odds are good he's not buying his salon products with Bitcoin.
Agreed.
So, you know, at some level, people are going to be converting Bitcoins into other currencies in order to do business with vendors and utility bills and things like that. We are seeing options online to, allow payments to bills and things like that and encouraging more people to use Bitcoin to do those things. But like you said, Benjamin, we're still on the opening cusp of this whole Bitcoin
thing. Wild West.
And no doubt it is wild, and it is unstable. And thankfully, it's easy to adjust prices digitally without actually having to go, like gas station, you got to go out there with the old the marquee magnets.
I don't think they do that anymore, Ian.
Some places they still do.
Yeah.
They've got electronic gas stations.
If you've got a gas station like that, you need to get the new marquee.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I've got a question for you, because I came up with a kind of an interesting theory as I was watching the Bitcoin go, during the past few days. So one thing I was thinking is that a lot of people were freaking out because, they wanted to either get out of Bitcoin and whatnot because they wanted to bail out.
Panic sell.
Yeah, panic sell. They wanted to panic sell. And, oh my God, the transactions, we can't panic sell. So I came up with kind of a theory about how someone could dump Bitcoins, and I have a question for you guys about it, and I'll ask you.
Yes. All right, in moments. And then we'll talk about Gresham's Law, too, because I've done some research, and Mark is wrong! 855-450-FREE!
You need a relationship counseling here.
More coming up. You can take control here. It is Free Talk Live. And Skype us at lrn.fm.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number, 855-453. You may bring up anything that you want. That number is brought to you by Cycle CAI. It's 855-453, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. So head on over and grab up archives. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they're all totally free at freetalklive.com. And when you're done there, head on over to shinybadges.com to hook yourself up with some fancy badges. I mean, we're not talking about buttons here. This is not cheap stuff. It looks sharp. Shinybadges.com. I'm proudly displaying the Shire Society badge on my backpack. I've got one of those laptop bags that I carry around all kinds of activist-y sort of things in there. So you can get the Free People of the Shire badge. There's the Bitcoin badge, which is their most, by far, their most popular badge right now. So you want to, we're talking a lot about Bitcoin on the show. You're probably talking about it with your friends or family members or coworkers. What a great way to get a conversation started with somebody is to wear this awesome-looking Bitcoin badge. It says, Free the Market, Free the World. And it's got the Bitcoin logo in white against an orange background. Very nice. And there are other badges.
And that's why I like Bitcoins, by the way. I'm ideologically on board with Bitcoins because I believe that they will free the market and therefore, to some extent, free the world. I don't mean free in an absolute sense, but they will give people far more power than they have today. And, you know, I mean, do I think they're perfect? Well, we've seen a lot of volatility, but no, that's why I like Bitcoins.
And it's only $5 plus $3 shipping for the Bitcoin coin. It's an inch wide and it is sharp. So go to shinybadges.com. It'll take you there. You can learn more and grab them. Plus, there's a 4-pin set. And he's even selling replicas of the Shire Society Declaration.
Oh, neat.
Now, Dobby Barker is the creator of the website here, and he was the guy who penned the Shire Society Declaration. He did it on hemp paper and, you know, calligraphy, so it looks really sharp. And now he's got replicas, so you can have your own version of the Shire Society Declaration. Sign it yourself if you want with your friends, and that's available through shinybadges.com. 855-450-FREEZE is the toll-free number. What?
Mark's wrong.
Oh, we're going to get to that, but Johnson was talking about something. Go ahead, Johnson. You were saying something before the break.
I don't remember what it was.
So. That's how I let somebody back in, not remember what they were talking about.
Right. And I don't remember what I was talking about.
Well, jump back in if you bring it up, because in the meantime, we'll talk about Gresham's Law. Now, Mark, you were saying that it has to do with government currency, and maybe you're right. Maybe you can go to Wikipedia and find
out. Am I right or am I wrong, Ian?
Well, Wikipedia might get into more detail or whatever, but thefreedictionary.com has three different definitions from three different dictionaries. And they all don't mention anything about government currency. Definition from the American Heritage Dictionary, Gresham's Law, the theory holding that if two kinds of money in circulation have the same denominational value but different intrinsic values, the money with the higher intrinsic value will be hoarded and eventually driven out of circulation.
Wait a second.
By money with a lesser intrinsic value.
Does Bitcoin have the same denomination as U.S. dollars?
No, it doesn't, but the next definitions do not mention that. So,
okay, so that's that would be comparing two different types of dimes, like pre-1964 dimes to post-1964 dimes. So the ones are made out of tin, the others are made out of silver. Obviously, people are going to keep the silver dimes and spend the tin dimes. That's what that law is referring to.
Sure, that's one definition of it. Yep. The other definition is Collins English Dictionary, complete and unabridged. In economics, Gresham's Law is the economic hypothesis that bad money drives good money out of circulation, which is what I had said previously.
That's the simplified
version. The superior currency will tend to be hoarded, and the inferior will thus dominate the circulation. And that makes total sense.
This kind of relates to the question, because I remembered what I was going to ask, and this relates to the question that I was going to ask both of you, which is, one of the strategies that I thought of is that when people were trying to do this panic selling as Bitcoin was falling, The question that I have is why were people just trying to sell their bitcoins for cash when these exchanges were responding so slowly? What I don't understand is when bitcoins were falling, why wouldn't someone who really wanted to get out and panic sell while they're high go to, you know, one of the merchants and just find something that's easy to sell and buy up a bunch of it? And then sell it on eBay. For money.
Maybe they are doing that, Johnson. That's not a bad idea.
I mean, because you could just buy a bunch of stuff real fast, and then you wouldn't have lost any of your value, because then you could just sell that stuff on eBay later. Mm. You'd get your cash, and you'd have locked in the value, because the transactions on the merchants happen instantly. You know, they're not like exchanges.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Go to one of these stores, bitcoinstore.com, and buy when you want to get out.
I mean, because, you know, the other thing that I think about with that is that the other thing that happens is that also restabilizes the market.
But you never know, right? Like, one of the things that we were talking about at the beginning of the show was this conspiracy theory about how some hackers are trying to take out Bitcoin. Thing is, you don't know what's going to happen after 5 minutes. Bitcoin could be on a slide.
You don't know what's going to happen Bitcoin, after 5 minutes.
Right. Bitcoin could be on a slide down, and you could say, holy crap, I got to buy some stuff over Bitcoin store so I can cash out and then turn that into cash on eBay. But then as soon as you buy, thinking that you're going to make out, all of a sudden Bitcoin could turn up again.
Johnson's telling you how to get out of the market, not telling you to get out of the market.
Right.
Okay. You're suggesting not getting out of the market, and I agree, because you never know where. But Johnson's saying if you're going to get out of the market, this is a better way to do it.
I thought you were talking about a strategy to maximize your profits on selling during a panic sell.
Yeah, well, I mean,
during a panic sell.
Yeah, during a panic sell.
But you don't know when the panic sell is going to end.
Right.
Then you end up with a bunch of products. You got to sell them on eBay, and by that time, the price of Bitcoin is back up.
True. But if you're panic selling, you're betting that it's not going to go back up.
Sure, of course.
So, you know, that's
I mean, if you're panic selling, you probably don't care.
I'd like to define Gresham's Law here so I can pone in before we go here. Gresham's Law is an economic principle.
Where's this from?
That states from Wikipedia.
Anyone can edit that. These are the dictionaries, buddy.
Oh, God. These dictionaries give short definitions, Ian.
Like, that's all that matters.
No. Short definitions are for simpletons, okay?
That's right. We're trying to keep it simple
economic
here.
Law.
This isn't an economic show.
It's okay, but that doesn't mean that you can go and pervert the law simply.
So you're saying that Random House, Webster's College Dictionary, and Collins English Dictionary have perverted this?
Saying that what they define as currency is only government currencies, Ian. They're making an assumption, which is that money is issued by government.
This is such a dumb argument.
What I'm hearing is both of you expressing...
Then why'd you call me wrong?
Because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
What I'm hearing here is both of you expressing a need for authenticity in your language. Mike, what do you need? What are your needs right now?
What I would really like to have is for Ian to take a Black and Decker drill and go right in his forehead with it.
He needs to take a nice hit off a joint so he can chill out.
Aggressive language. What do you need?
I need you guys to listen to this definition of this economic law. When a government undervalues one type of money and overvalues one type of money and undervalues another, the undervalued money will leave the country or disappear from circulation into hoards, while the overvalued money will flood into circulation. It's commonly stated as bad money drives out good.
Because that makes sense. It makes sense, right?
Bad money
drives out good money.
But in this case, this isn't what you were referring to, is that wanting to spend U.S. dollars instead of spending bitcoins is a function of the exchange rate. It has nothing to do with Gresham's Law. If, in fact, if the marketplace had caught up, well, the easiest thing to be able to do would be to hoard your value in bitcoins and then switch to U.S. dollars if you wanted to pay for something in U.S. dollars. That's what makes the most sense.
That doesn't make sense to me at all. Why would you put all your eggs in one basket?
Okay, then keep U.S. dollars. Hoard the
I wouldn't do that either.
Leviathan's money.
We're in a world in which having the fiat currency around is useful because it's liquid. You can easily move it around. You can buy things with it. You can put in banks and things like that. It would be silly to put all your money in Bitcoin. That would be one of the dumbest things you could do. Why would you want to put all your eggs in one basket?
I've said if it was easier to do. You see, the problem is what you're concerned with is the exchange rate.
Well, I'm talking about reality here.
Law does not enter into an exchange rate. It has nothing to do with an exchange rate.
Okay.
It has to
be Mr. Economist, and I'll talk to people in a way that they can understand.
Stop using the term Gresham's Law, then!
855-450-FREE. I'm going to keep using the term because the dictionary defines it in a very easy to understand manner.
I guess we'll just have to bring Bob Murphy on the air here.
Bad money drives out good money. Makes sense to me.
How about if Jason Osborne comes on and explains it to you?
You take control. This is Free Talk Live. I don't care. Dictionary definition.
Ignorance is...
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hit the news. The heroic activists who are in the streets every single day saving people, saving motorists, maybe someone like you, from getting a ticket from the parking enforcers. We'll continue that story in moments. With you in studio here, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. We've got a lot of features on the site, and if you enjoy the show, please, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. That amp money goes to helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. Just got another agreement today. It's been a busy last couple weeks with multiple stations signing on for Free Talk Live. Part of the reason for that is because there's a couple of radio shows that are going off the air as of tomorrow night. The Wall Street Journal's Daily Wrap is done, and the Michael Smirkonis show is also leaving the radio waves and moving exclusively to satellite. Basically, he spat in the faces of his dozens of affiliates and told them that, yeah, screw you, I'm leaving to go to satellite. He basically said, trashed on talk radio in general and kind of said it's all a bunch of old white guys talking politics, which, of course, is what he is.
And, an old white guy that talks politics.
Yeah, and now he's going to a channel on satellite radio called POTUS, which is all about politics. And
all populated by old white guys?
Yeah, he's 52. I actually, when I looked at the channel's lineup, there are like a two or three people under the age of 50 there, but most of them are white males.
I had XM when they first started that channel, and I was just disgusted.
It's just politics all the time. And so,
this is what Free Talk Live is, by the way. I've said this many times. We are the mega Zoroastrodon of the talk radio industry.
What does that mean?
That's that little rat-like critter that ran around and ate the dinosaur eggs. We're going to outlive the rest of the dinosaurs, and that's why we take their stations.
Well, and so he's leaving, so this other show's leaving, and when shows leave, they need something. So Free Talk Live is there, and I think that the Wall Street Journal show, Mark, has been our most successful show that we've replaced.
Really?
Like, whenever a show drops off,
I mean, it seems like such a not a fit, you know? Like, it would be Glenn Beck or maybe, what was the other guy, Neil Bortz. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be the one that
you... Yeah, but those shows aren't during our time slot.
That's true.
This one was at least partially during our time slot. And
we are live during...
And the Wall Street Journal show was good at being not partisan, I think, as well. Like, the dude definitely was pro-state, but he didn't come off as a lefty or a righty so much in the episodes that I heard. Okay. He just kind of came off as a newsman who did interviews. And so for a station looking for a show that's not left or right, Free Talk Live is that show. And we can be controversial and opinionated and take strong opinions on things, but still not be one of those Republican-Democrat shows. So I think that's one of the reasons why, plus we're obviously more prominent in the industry now, that we've actually picked up more affiliates from this show leaving the airwaves than any other show that has left the airwaves previous to it. Anyway, that's some good news for you, and we'll announce some of those new stations coming up next week. But it's thanks to the amplifiers, listeners like you, giving $5 a month to Free Talk Live, allowing us to market the show to more stations and bring more listeners on board. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thanks in advance.
Emergencies can take all different kinds of forms. It could be a weather emergency that causes a blackout, or it could be in an unemployment situation or a fiscal collapse maybe caused by people following Ian's financial advice. It could take any different type of form.
What, like don't put all your eggs in one basket? That's
No, bad advice. No, I'm talking about calling Gresham's Law, what you were calling it there, between Bitcoins and U.S. dollars.
Okay, that's go on. That's what I'm referring to. That's not
advice. Yeah. Well, using Ian's definition.
Go on now. Tell me about food.
You're just wrong. Food.freetalklive.com, we have the Legacy Premium brand over there. The Legacy Premium brand is the only storable food brand that's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and it's also the only one that's any one of those free. So it's not all of those free. It's every individual one. As I understand, none of the competitors do that. And the Legacy Premium brand, you can get it for less than half of what the competition is. They're new on the market, and they're bringing a better product. And Free Talk Live is proud to represent them. It's about $1.50 a meal. Go to food.freetalklive.com, get the Mega Sampler Pack, try out everything they've got, get it for $1.50 a meal, use coupon code FTL or FTL22, they have that also on the sign, save 5%, get free shipping. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. What else do we have to do for you here? It's food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. That's what I found to be the most motivating part, is when they compared to the competition, because it's a good idea to have stored food on hand, especially if you have a family. Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so I want to continue the story from the Keene Sentinel. For those of you who are just tuning in, the Robin Hooders are making the news. If you go to freekeene.com, you will see the WBIN-TV news package on the Robin Hooders. These are the heroic individuals saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, by filling expired meters before the meter maid can reach them. And the beginning portion of the story is basically the city manager, the head mob boss here in Keene, essentially saying ridiculous things like the Robin Hooders are harassing the city parking enforcers, and that they're standing on them, standing on top of a person, circling, impeding, harassing. And he suggests that they would be so distracted they could step out in front of a car. In fact, the average person could be so distracted by the Robin Hooders on the street that they could step out in front of a car. And he just reports to be so concerned for people's well-being. Let me continue the story. So they hired someone. They hired a former police captain who's now retired and collecting pension. But they hired him on as a contractor. Keene Human Resources Director William Prokup said Thomas spent 46 and a half hours over a roughly 3.5 week period beginning in mid-March. This Thomas is that cop.
Fantastic use of your tax dollars, Keene.
Videotaping the Robin Hooders, and was paid a total of $1,339.67 for his work. That money came out of the city's safety and security budget. The city has used Thomas before to do background investigations of prospective city employees, he said. Prokup said it's the behavior alone that the city officials are concerned with, and not the fact that Robin Hooders are preventing motorists from getting parking tickets. He said, that part doesn't bother us or concern us at all.
Right. Yeah, I can tell you, it concerns the meter maids. They act like it certainly does.
People want to put money into the meters. That's fine. It's good for them. But when our employees can't take a bathroom break without having someone waiting for them to start up again, that's a concern.
Now, what is the point of that? I mean, okay, so because they've gone potty, somebody shouldn't be waiting out there to feed other people's meters? I don't understand that at all.
It's just ridiculous. Prokop says he's received
several... It's like they're following them to the bathroom is what they're suggesting.
He says he's received several emails from citizens asking what city officials would do about this, and that city officials other than parking officers have also expressed concerns. They consider this harassment and question whether it could spill over into their jobs in addition to employees themselves who are feeling that they were being harassed, he said. But Ian Freeman, a Free Keen blogger who hosts the local radio show Free Talk Live, called allegations of harassing behavior ridiculous. I said, quote, I know the people on the streets, and everybody's very friendly to the parking enforcers. Some days the parking enforcers are chatty, and some days they're grumpy. But I've only seen the Robin Hooders act in a friendly manner towards these people.
Freeman, you just quoted yourself in a reading voice.
Freeman said 1,500 cards were given out in March alone, and that while some Robin Hooders are, that's by the way, 1,500 saves in the month of March alone.
Huge.
You do the math. Free State Project. Some Robin Hood members are
right.
Free State
Project. They're not worried about the money at all, right?
Right.
Like, Robin Hooders have been out there and saved 1,500 people from their stinking tickets, and they're not worried about the money at all.
Some are Free State Project members or Free Keen bloggers, but many are not. And while the Robin Hooders do usually carry video cameras, Freeman said it's for accountability purposes only, to make sure their actions are documented, to prevent parking enforcers or anyone else from making false claims against them. Robin Hooders do wait sometimes for parking enforcers forces to return from breaks, Freeman said, because their objective is to get ahead of them to prevent parking tickets from being issued.
Here's a surprise, people. We know where the parking tickets come from. They come from the little books the parking enforcers carry.
You know, the city of Keene, if you really want to make this more convenient and you really want these Robin Hooders out of the way of your parking enforcement officers, well, just provide a map and some sort of a plan and let the Robin Hooders know where the meters are that need to be paid off.
Or better yet, just shut down the parking enforcement department, as I suggest in the article. That would solve the problem, I said, and I think that it would make people very happy. Freeman believes the parking enforcement operation is unnecessary, which is similar to how he feels about most government operations. Quote, from me, they have to maintain the illusion of legitimacy because essentially government is a coercive monopoly. If you don't do what they say, they're going to possibly put you in a cage. And then they actually edited in parentheses, the word jail there, just in case people didn't know what I was talking about. Free Keene has ruffled feathers in the community several times, most notably in protesting drug laws by holding daily 420 smoking sessions, marijuana smoking sessions in Keene Central Square, approaching Keene Middle School students in protest of public education, and even hosting a Keene City Council drinking game to protest open container laws. Freeman said most of the response from the public to Robin Hooding has been positive. And then they give some examples from the Facebook page, Robin Hood of Keene, where people say, thank you, Robin Hood, very clever and with a welcome sense of humor. Another said, thanks for filling my meter. Awesome. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. You can grab the full article at freekeen.com.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.